All information contained in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. You should consider the appropriateness of this information with regards to your individual objectives, financial situation, and needs. Welcome to Sharing More Than the Sheets, a podcast to help you and your partner make better financial and lifestyle decisions so that you can both focus on the things that you love. I'm your host, Michael Curry, financial planner, green thumb, husband, and just dad. What does the washing situation look like at your house? So if someone has dirty clothes in the house, when they get changed, most houses, they'll usually put them in a basket in the bathroom. When that basket's pretty full, they then take it downstairs, put it in the laundry where it sits there for a day, half a day, hopefully not longer than that. It goes into the washing machine, in goes the detergent, washing machine gets closed, turned on. It's left to turn on, left to do its thing. A few hours later, washing's finished. It then gets taken out, put on the line outside. If it's not sunny, probably on a line inside. Or if you don't have a line inside, probably the clothes dryer. Yeah, it is a dryer, isn't it? And then from there, it's finished and dry, and clothes are then taken out of the dryer or off the line into another basket or the same basket. Taken to a part of the house, usually it's the same part of the house every time, where the clothes are then folded. Clothes are then folded, put in a particular order, put in maybe piles. This is for him, this is for her, this is for the kids, this is for this child, this is for that child. It's then taken to their room or to your rooms, and then the clothes are packed away and they're put in a particular location that they're meant to be in until they need to be used again. Why am I explaining to you the process and the system of washing? I'll tell you why. I was having a chat to a client the other day, and we were talking about having a financial plan. We were talking about having budgeting, having a system that's being followed. And just as we're talking, I came up with another Michael Curry analogy and sort of brought up this washing analogy, and it just came to me. And the more I started thinking about it, and even now as I'm explaining it to you, it just makes so much sense. That when it comes to getting financial advice or having a structure in the way you manage your money or in the way that you invest your money or in the way you spend your money or in the way you save your money or in the way you arrange your money, having a structure and a system is very, very similar to washing your clothes. Yet so many people that I meet, and you probably listening to this episode, probably have a very well-defined structure for washing your clothes at your house. Yeah, it's not perfect, and maybe things get changed, and you know, maybe the washing gets done in different parts of the house, or maybe something sits in a pile for a while. I get it. But really, you've got a system, you've got a process that you follow. But I can tell you now, most people don't have a system or a process that they follow when it comes to their money. And as an advisor, for me, it's paramount when I talk to my clients and I talk about the importance of having structure with budgeting, with investing and saving and those types of things. Because the main, believe it or not, the main reason that you do these things is not just to save money. That's obviously a big benefit. Having structure and having a process will mean that you probably save more of what you earn than if you didn't do all these things. But the biggest benefit, there's a couple of bigger benefits, I shouldn't say the biggest, but one of the bigger ones, I would say, in my opinion, is convenience and making life easier, because when you have a structure in place, it's easy to know where things are, how much money is meant to be in this account, why this shouldn't be touched, yet when the bill's due, that's not going to be an issue because there's going to be money there for that. The second thing it does is that it helps couples be more on the same page. It helps them both understand what's going on, because they both know, like with the washing, think about it, in your house, you both know what's going on. If something's in a particular part of the house, if it's in that basket, you know it's dirty washing. If it's in the laundry, you know it's probably dirty. If it's in the washing machine, you know it's being cleaned. If it's on the line, you know it's clean and it's almost dry, or it's probably dry, ready to be taken down. You know the process. But when it comes to money, most people don't have that process. So by having a process and having a system that two people are following, it helps them be on the same page so they know where things are at, which reduces arguments, disappointments, and to be honest with you, it helps you become more efficient as a couple from a financial point of view. The other one, and probably one of the, this is probably the biggest benefit in having a structure and a system, is that it helps you plan for things. It helps you plan how much you can invest, how much you can save, how soon you'll have that holiday, how soon that renovation will be done, how soon the loan will be paid off, how soon the mortgage will be paid off, how soon you'll buy a house. By having a system in place and knowing where things are at, it makes planning so much easier. And it makes it so much easier for couples to plan things out and make and set realistic goals and know how soon things are going to be achieved. And when it comes to investing, it makes it so much easier to actually help define why you're investing in the first place. Because if you know that you're investing X amount per month, because in 10 years you want to be able to retire, for example, you have a plan, you know what the outcome is, and none of that is achievable without proper structure. So to me, as I said, as I'm talking about this now, literally recording this episode, it's just occurring to me more and more as to how many similarities there are between someone organizing their finances and organizing their washing. I didn't think that I'd ever come up with this connection, but it just makes sense. And I hope it's something that you can learn from. Hey, your washing may be perfect. It may not be. You might relate this to your dishes. You might relate it to something else in your life. But you just need to ask yourself, why are you so good at some parts in your life? Why are you so good? I'll rephrase that. Why are you so good at managing certain parts of your life and you're not at managing others? Sometimes there's a very obvious reason, sometimes not. In a lot of cases, having a financial advisor helps. If money is that area which you feel like you need that direction, or it's that area that you feel is probably lacking strategy or processes or systems, I'm available. There's plenty of amazing advisors out there. And I encourage you to speak to a financial advisor and see how we can help. At the end of the day, I feel that everybody would benefit from a financial advisor. It doesn't matter what position or what time of your life that you're in. I've got clients of all different sorts and shapes and sizes, and I add value to every single one of them. And it helps having that accountability. It helps having someone there. And it helps you have someone not just to hold you accountable, but to help you develop these systems and adjust them as time goes on. So next time you take out your washing, think of me and think of how you're managing your money. Thanks for joining us on Sharing More Than the Sheets. Please make sure you subscribe to be updated with future episode releases, and feel free to share this episode with any friends or family that you think it might benefit. Please visit us at sharingmorethanthesheets.com.au to submit questions or requests for future podcast topics. These podcasts have been brought to you by Better Financial Planning Australia. To book a 15-minute phone chat, visit betterfinancialplanning.com.au.